name's Charlotte. I'm from Lynx FM.
Hi.
Hello there. So, obviously, Lincolnshire, very farm-related and things like that. What are the Conservatives planning particularly to do for rural communities?
I think the most important thing is to continue with the broadband investment programme, because I want, you know, every rural community to have that access to high-speed broadband. That's going well, but we need to complete the work by 2017. I think also helping farmers by allowing them to spread their incomes over 5 years, that is helping in the current environment. But above all, continuing with the work to get needless regulation off farmers and recognising what we want is a living, working countryside, which we very much have here in Lincolnshire.
And where particularly does your party stand on renewables? Here we've got a Conservative County Council who are against wind turbines. Then we have places like Siemens who are obviously investing in things like this quite heavily. So where do you stand?
Well, there's been a big increase in renewable energy in Britain, and that's important. But I think we've now reached a point where we don't need further subsidy for onshore wind, and we would remove those subsidies and give local people greater determination on that issue. As for the Siemens plant in Hull, which I think is a very important step forward for our country, that will continue to support the offshore wind industry, where I think Britain has the opportunity not only to continue with its own investment in offshore wind, but also to manufacture for other countries in Europe. So I think it's a win-win situation.
Stephen from the Lincoln Act.
Hi.
People in Lincoln have time and time again flagged up local health services as one of the biggest issues they face. The new English manifesto, which you've launched today, will commit to a seven-day NHS. But what difference will people struggling to get help with physical and mental illness actually see, and we'll have to pay more in English taxes to see it?
No, well, we've guaranteed that we will fund the Simon Stevens plan for the NHS, which is the NHS's own plan. That's an extra £8 billion in this Parliament, just as we've put in an extra £7 billion in the last Parliament. The seven-day access to GPs is important, because if we can deliver that, and I believe we can across the country by 2020, you'll find that more people will be able to access the psychological therapies, the physiotherapy, the help and assistance and advice they can get through a GP surgery, and that will take pressure off our hospitals. And so I think it's absolutely the right priority to have that 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. opening 7 days a week for everywhere in the country.
And you mentioned the much talked about Eastern Bypass in your speech. Voters here in Lincoln will be hoping to see sort of promises of job creation and better transport links. What improvements can they be sure of from another 5 years of Conservative government?
Well, I think the Eastern Bypass will be right up there. Carl has won that. He's got the guarantee from the Treasury that it's going ahead, and that'll be a really key investment. I mean, generally speaking, we've got the biggest roads investment programme since the 1970s, and I want to make sure the East Midlands gets its fair share of that.
Mr Cameron, I'm Paul White. I'm from Lincolnshire.
Okay.
In Lincolnshire, the county council cuts of millions of pounds, city council, police force, fearing cuts into the future, £20 million NHS deficit for the local trust here. Whatever you've done in the past 5 years, don't you agree that Lincolnshire is in the worst position now in the world?
Well, let's just take one example, crime. Crime in Lincolnshire is down 20%, and full credit to the police force, because they have had to work on a lower budget because of the mess left by the Labour Party. Police is one of the areas we had to make spending reductions, but they've managed to do that while cutting crime very, very steeply here in Lincolnshire. In terms of the health service, we made an exception for the health service and said it would get more money every year, and it has. We need to make sure that money is well spent. But we've always been clear as a government that where there are problems in our hospitals, there's no point covering it up like Labour used to. It's better to send in the chief inspector of hospitals, send in a turnaround team, put a hospital into special measures if necessary, and then turn it round and sort things out. And that's what we've been doing.
Okay, thank you. And moving on, spare room subsidy. If the economy is booming in certain parts of the UK, why are parts of this county, why are some people here so desperately poor still?
Well, what we see in Lincolnshire and across the East Midlands is 135,000 more people in work. And that is the best route out of poverty. And what we've said is, just as we've created 1,000 jobs a day, every day under this government, so we'll continue to do that in the next Parliament. We're going to help specifically in Lincolnshire and in the East Midlands by funding more apprenticeships. So there's 247,000 apprenticeships earmarked for the East Midlands that will help many more families, many more people get a job. That's what's happening. But all of this is at risk if we go back to a Labour approach of more spending, more taxing, more borrowing, more debt, all the things that landed our economy in a mess in the first place. And that's the choice at the election. And here in Lincoln specifically, you know, people, how people vote will make a really, really big difference.
Thank you.
Sharon from BBC Radio Lincolnshire. Lincolnshire's seen huge changes in the past 10 years because of inward migration, particularly from the EU. With what you've announced today, is this an attempt to out UKIP UKIP here in Lincolnshire, to your own brand of nationalism?
No, not at all. I'm not an English nationalist. I'm a believer in the United Kingdom. And the best way to strengthen our United Kingdom is to make sure that devolution works for every part of our United Kingdom, including England. On the issue of immigration, what we have come forward with is the clearest and strongest, most possible plan to cut net migration into the UK, and that is really focusing on the welfare issue. So we're saying if people come from Eastern Europe to work, they won't get unemployment benefit. If they don't have a job in 6 months, they have to return home. They have to pay into the system for 4 years before they get tax credits out of the system. And if they leave their family back in the country of origin, they can't, as they do now, send that child benefit home. Those four changes, I think, would be understood on every doorstep in every house here in Lincolnshire as being a really powerful package. But let me be clear, you only control immigration if you do something else, which other parties don't tend to talk about, which is you've got to have an improving education system with turning out school leavers and graduates that can do the jobs our economy is creating. You've got to fund apprenticeships, which is what we're doing by cutting the benefit cap and putting the money into apprenticeships. And also, you've got to have a welfare system that rewards work unambiguously, and that is what universal credit is all about. So when you take our immigration changes, our education changes, and our welfare changes, they are all part of a programme that I think would be absolutely right for Lincolnshire.
Clearly UKIP does have some support in Lincolnshire, but I've spoken to other businesses and farmers who say we really need to be in the EU. Would you be willing, if it came to the crunch, to take us out?
Well, my view is the right answer is for Britain to stay in a reformed European Union. And that is what, if I'm Prime Minister, I'll deliver. Changes to our membership of the EU, including the very important welfare and migration changes I've just talked about, and then an in-out referendum where the people of Lincolnshire will decide.
And if it's out, would you go out?
Well, my view is the right answer is to stay in a reformed EU, and that's what I'll be fighting for. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thank you, Minister.